show, you hoser.
Live from wherever it is you're at,
this is Swamp Fight
with JD the Colorado Deplorable.
Welcome, welcome. Thanks for joining me here in the swamp on this Saturday afternoon. As always, I appreciate it very much. I am so happy to have on the show today an amazing woman, okay? And not only is she amazing, but I am a huge fan of Cicely Davis. Cicely is... I'm sure a lot of you already know who Cicely is. She's all over the TV, on all the shows, you know, and the radio talk shows and the streaming shows. And, I mean, she's all over the place every day. Cicely is running for the U.S. Congress, the House of Representatives, out of Minnesota. And I believe it's District 5, the 5th District. Anyway, here's a couple of things that make this race, in my opinion, one of the most, if not the most important race in the entire country. Cicely is trying to unseat Ilhan Omar. You all know who she is. One of Ocasio Cortez's squad members, okay? Ilhan Omar, you know who she is, the one who's allegedly in trouble, done all these crazy things, illegal ballot harvesting, campaign fund fraud, married her own brother to get certain things from the United... I mean, on and on and on and on and on. Cicely is trying to unseat this person. And Lord knows, if anyone in the swamp needs to go, and there's a whole bunch of them, but if anyone needs to go, it's Ilhan Omar. So we need to put all of our support behind Cicely Davis out there, and I pray to God she ends up winning. So, Cicely, I'd like to thank you for taking the time out of your, I know, what is an incredibly busy schedule, and thank you so much for coming on Swamp Fight with us today. How you doing, Cicely?
I'm doing well, JD. Thank you so much for having me, you and your listeners. It's an absolute honor and pleasure to join you.
Well, I appreciate that very much, and I'm sure the listeners do as well. You know, one thing that there's many things that intrigue me about you, but one of the things is that I want to ask you about what it's like. And I'm telling the listeners this, you are a black conservative female, a Christian lady, and you're running as a Republican. And not only all that, you have all that going against you in this political world, but you're going up against the Democrats, one of their biggest number one socialist woke people. So what's that been like, and how have the Democrats treated you? Because it seems like they think that if you're black or if you're a woman, you automatically have to be a Democrat or you go on their blacklist. What's that been like, Cicely?
Yeah, so thank you for bringing that up. It's a great place to start because I actually grew up in the black monolith. Okay, so I understand the mindset, the process. I understand the thinking behind it, and I understand how they think and where they run emotionally. And so you're absolutely right. There is an absolute cultural, political expectation that if you are born black in America, that you automatically belong to the Democrat Party. And so you're literally talking about ownership, and you know what that implies. So,
right.
You know, in this environment, you know what, I can tell you this, that timing is absolute everything. So it's not 2020. It's 2022, and along with this whole monolithic voting block assumption is something going on called kitchen table issues, okay? And so because we no longer have President Trump to blame, okay, not we, they, no longer have President Trump to blame.
Even though they still do.
Right. So gas prices can't be attributed to Trump. And the cost of living in households can't be attributed to Trump. And baby formula and supply chain issues and the eruption and things, the disruption that's going on at our borders, that none of that can be attributed to Trump. So it's created this opening, at least a softening of the mind to at least clear a way or a pathway to hear me out on the things that I have to say. So, but for the fantastic policies of Donald Trump, we would be here we are. And so,
wow, I never looked at it.
Right now it's created, and we'll talk about this a little later. It's
okay.
Created somewhat of a, what I call a permission structure for them to actually hear me out and listen. And to be, here's a word, civil when I approach and engage them in conversation. Because I said, you know, Donald Trump is no longer the whipping post for what's going on in the country.
Hey, we're going to be coming up on this first initial short segment break, this introductory segment. And then when we come back after the break, and I'll let you know, you'll hear the music coming on here, of course. But in the second segment, we'll get into some of these things. But, you know, anything that goes against the Democrats' agenda, what they are trying to get the people of America to picture in their minds, you know, anything like all blacks and Latinos are Democrats and all women are Democrats. And when they see somebody like you who is a Republican, a conservative, a Christian, they go out of their minds because you're showing people out there that their big lie ain't so. So
right.
I love that about you and Herschel Walker and just all these candidates out there. God bless every one of you for really showing the American people, the American voters, the truth, you know? But anyway, coming up on this break, Cicely, stay with us, listeners. We'll be right back up after the break with Cicely Davis, and we got a lot more coming at you. Stay with us.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
Tactical Civics at tacticalcivics.com. We the people, for the first time in a long time, are joining together to enforce what we stipulate in the Constitution. It is proper law enforcement. Whether you're old, young, or too busy, America needs you. You can be a part of the people's grand jury or militia. The Republicans are not going to save us. It's up to us now to do what we should have been doing all along. Join us at tacticalcivics.com.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bail-outs, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-priced spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Welcome back to the Swamp. JD here with you. And I have on the show with me today Cicely Davis, running for U.S. Congress out of Minnesota. And we're hoping that she is going to unseat squad member Ilhan Omar. Cicely, before we get back rolling here and get started on all this, let me, I'm going to go ahead and play a clip here real quick.
Representative Ilhan Omar was met with boos when she took the stage at a music festival in Minneapolis over the weekend. People in the crowd could also be seen making the thumbs down gesture and screaming get out. The Minnesota lawmaker told the crowd, quote, okay, we don't have all night. Omar is one of the members of the Progressive Squad, which also includes Representatives Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Presley. Here's the moment Congresswoman Omar took the stage.
This man deserves an award tonight. Give it up to Ilhan Omar for giving the award tonight.
Keep in mind, folks, this was in Ilhan Omar's own backyard, in her district, this District 5 that our friend Cicely Davis here is running for, trying to unseat Ilhan. These were her own folks, her own constituents, and it was at a Somali Independence Day concert. What's that tell us, Cicely, about what's going on in Minnesota?
Right. So that's important that you understand that those were Somali people booing her, and that was loud and clear and overt. I'm not shocked at all. The fact is her policies are very unpopular amongst those in her own community. I've spent a lot of time in those communities, especially the Somali community. And they have very, very conservative values. In fact, abortion is an abomination in the Somali community. So if you even consider it, you're almost you're just excommunicated out of the community. And so Ilhan Omar is an absolute wrecking ball to all of that, to what they stand for. And what they tell me, particularly when I say they, I mean the imams. Okay, not just the citizens, but the imams, because the Somali community votes in sex. And the imams, they told me that they find her to be a political, religious embarrassment. Okay, and they're ready now to walk away from the Democratic Party and actually start voting their conservative values. So this is absolutely huge. This is unprecedented penetration. In this community, they're really willing to walk away because they want a champion and someone who will actually help them move towards their values and reflect what they're really all about. And so this is an indication of the shift that is going on in Congressional District 5, Minnesota, in that every coalition that I have built, they recognize that we don't have a champion in Ilhan Omar. We don't have a fighter. What she actually is doing on a regular basis, on a consistent basis, is put forth far left progressive positions and policies that clearly leave us less safe. It's time for something different. We are no longer accepting or allowing a leader to define us by 2020. We are not a test. We will not be a test dummy for the worst policies in America. We are not a voting bloc. We are independents. We are individuals. And we want someone who will absolutely represent us and our interests in D.C. That's why I'm stepping up to hold her to account.
Wow. I did not know that the Somali people were so conservative. I did not know that. I didn't know that they were against abortion and all these things that, you know, most of us are. And, man, that makes sense, you know. And here comes this woman from Somalia. And with all she went through over there in those camps and refugee camps and everything else, you think she'd come to America and appreciate God's great gifts that has been given to her. But what she do? She turns around and tries to use everything that she touches to benefit her. It's like, to her, America, Minneapolis, Minnesota, the Somali people, her constituents in that 5th district, everybody, all they are is a piggy bank for her, man. I mean, I don't understand this woman. She's nuts.
And we're talking about waste. We're talking about fraud. We're talking about inept, no-count, tone-deaf leadership. Now, I'm so glad you mentioned the refugee camp, because 1 week prior to the booze in the Target Center, she actually came to Minneapolis and suggested that the refugee camp that she fled was less safe than Minneapolis. Now, the irony in that is that she's actually the person who can actually legislate those kind of policies and have something to do with that. But what an insult to the people from Somalia who actually understand fully what they actually left behind. They actually came here to seek a place that's safer, where they can actually evolve into family, become entrepreneurs, and contribute to this district. And so I also want to let everyone know, because so many people think that Ilhan Omar was actually voted in by way of the Somali community. They only actually make up 7% of the district. Okay.
Really?
So now those are, yeah, they're only 7% of CD5. So 63.3% of CD5 are actually white. So it's actually white liberals who voted her in. Okay. So these are the people who wake up in the mornings and they watch CNN or MSNBC and they get on their Pelotons, and afterwards they drink their macchiato caramel drink, and then they.
I know those people.
Right? You know what I mean? Yeah, those people, but not the people who actually live paycheck to paycheck or have to decide whether we're going to take the car or the bus because gas is so high, or because my child is screaming because I can't give you formula because it's not available, or, you know, a child was just shot in the backseat while enjoying a Happy Meal because she was killed by way of a stray bullet.
A five-year-old.
Okay? Those people, yes, those people want real representation, and they're not getting it.
Well, that answers my question, because that's ironic. I was just getting ready to ask you about this, because my question was going to be, why are these Somalians in that community voting for her? And, you know, with the language barriers and the cultural barriers, and, you know, I'm sure that they probably aren't watching CNN every day and things like that. My question was going to be, how in the world can they find out the truth about Ilhan Omar, and how can they find out, you know, about you, and why is all this stuff happening? But you just answered my question. It's just like it is everywhere else, where we have blue states, the left and the right coast, and everywhere, all of our big cities, you know, where all the problems and the crime are. It's white liberals. And here where we're at in Colorado, of course, we have Boulder, and we have Denver, and we have Jared Polis, and we have what used to be a magenta red, dark red state, went purple for a while, and now it's been blue for over a decade, which, if you ever want to check into that, Sicily, or listeners, check out the film Rocky Mountain Heist, and it shows you not only what's happened in Colorado, but what's happened in Minnesota and a lot of other places. But now, yeah, it's all white liberals again putting these nuts in office.
Absolutely. Relieving the guilt, needing to feel. See, and when that happens, what it really is all about is saying, hey, look at me. Look how unracist I am, right? And so right. It's really about the person. It's not about what's best for the district or your neighbor or even for your own family. It's really all about me and what makes me feel good. Meanwhile, we are in a district. I am in a district that has voted one way since 1963, and since then it has been a consistent deterioration. At this point, creating that permission structure and having someone who really truly understands how these people think and yet what needs to be done and willing to go into the belly of the beast. And that's what's going to have to happen. If you
are a conservative
Republican candidate right now in a very, very blue district, you're going to have to go to the, you're going to have to go into the belly of the beast. You're going to have to knock on doors. You're going to have to love the unlovely. You're going to have to enter into very uncomfortable conversations. But you can win depending on your approach. You have to just be willing to have some compassion and get them to recognize through truth, which is what you said right before the commercial, through truth, people will arrive at a different perspective. And I'm telling you right now, more so than ever, people are ready. The American majority, okay, is absolutely ready in the midst of cancel culture to start turning the ship around, getting back to common sense, putting our founding and family and God and service first. But you have to be willing to go into the belly of the beast to do that. If you're not strong enough to do that, and if you're not willing, then you should step down, because this will not be easy, but it absolutely is worth it.
Amen to that. I've never heard a better way of describing these Democrat-ran areas, let's call them. But my gosh, I mean, it's just like every single one of these Democrat areas are like third world countries. And that's the best description I think I've ever heard, the belly of the beast, because, man, that's exactly what it is, Cicely. You're so right. And you got to go into the belly to get to the problem and to fix the problem. You got to go inside, right?
Absolutely, because so many people are unaware, uninformed, or they just simply believe that because you're conservative Republican, you don't care. And we can't allow, as a party, and as a representative of the party, to allow that to be thought of, or to allow us to be thought of that way. We have to show that we care. Finally, I believe that the American majority understands that we are the party that cares about the working class. We are the party that cares about families. We are the party that cares about the future of America, the future of this exceptional country, and we absolutely want to nurture and protect this thing called the American experiment. They can join in us, and that's the message to independents here. You can actually love America, want nice things for your family, and at the same time want to curb a soaring murder rate without defunding the police or adopting extreme progressive positions that will clearly leave you, your city, your constituents, and your family less safe. And that's the message. They're listening.
I've seen so much of that. You know, we've seen what's gone on in Minnesota over the last 2 or 3 years with everything up there, and these Democrats wanting to defund the police, and actually have in some areas up there in the northern Midwest, you know, in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, some of these different places. And that was one of the things I wanted to ask you about. You know, defunding cops, zero bail laws, George Soros-funded prosecutors, runaway crime. We're seeing that all over the country, but we're seeing it a lot in these Democrat battleground areas. What... I mean, I would think that the people, the voters up there in your area, would want to put somebody in there who is pro-law enforcement and who looks out for the victims instead of the criminals. And I mean, that's a no-brainer. That's you. That's Cicely Davis.
Absolutely. And again, you said something that I really appreciate. And let me stop and say really quickly to all your listeners, thank you for contributing. If you haven't, we're going to give you an opportunity to do that, because I have contributors from all 50 states.
All right, coming up on
the importance of this.
We'll take this back up on the other side, listeners. Cicely Davis here on Swamp Fight. Stay with us. Great show. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Pureblood Mike, for sponsoring Alex Jones, The Present Truth, and Fake News Friday, Hour 2. I'm pure-blooded.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. Lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050, extension 116.
This is Crystal with Cruise Planners. We're a full-service travel agency located in Johnstown, Colorado. Give us a call at 970-578-9779 or visit our website at milehighcruiseplanners.com to start planning your next vacation today. By land, air, sea, we get you there, and all you do is go enjoy. Again, that number is 970-578-9779.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
I told you so.
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Welcome back to Swamp Fight. This is JD, the Colorado Deplorable, and I have Cicely Davis. I am privileged to have Cicely Davis on my show today. What a show. What a great lady. I'm sure you can all see why I'm such a fan. But before we get things rolling again, Cicely, I want to tell the listeners where they can listen to replays of this show in case you want to hear it again or play it for family and friends. You can go to 1360khnc.com. You click on the menu, go down to podcast, and you'll see Swamp Fight right there and all the shows. You can also, if you want to listen to this show, Swamp Fight, you can go on Spotify and just put in the search bar Swamp Fight, and it'll come right up. But, hey, Cicely, you want to let the listeners know, please, how they can contact you and see your schedule, see where you're going to be and what all's going on in your world. Can you let them know where they can do that at?
Absolutely. Go to CicelyDavis.com. I spell it with a C, C-I-C-E-L-Y, Davis.com. And have me out, you guys. I'd love to come out to your state. I've been doing out-of-state fundraisers and things, people coming. I'd just love to get together with other patriots. And this is not just a local fight. This is an absolutely national race. Do not think of this as just local Minnesota. This is a national effort. Let's all stand shoulder to shoulder and do what's right for America. We are a constitutional republic. We are free, and we will remain that way.
Absolutely. And I'm always telling people that. I'm always telling them, sometimes people ask me, well, why are you having on senators and Congress people and people who are running for those offices from other states? Look, folks, these people represent all of us Americans. It's not just Colorado or Minnesota or wherever. They're voting on things every day that are going to affect every single one of our lives, and I don't care where you're living at. So it's huge to get the right people in those seats representing representing us. And any of you groups out there, and you conservative groups or whatever groups and clubs and different things that you have out there, you cannot get a better person to represent or to speak for you. So get in touch with Cicely, and hey, you just never know. I mean, it'll turn out great, I can tell you that. So if we can continue and pick up where you ended off before the break, that'd be great.
Sure. I was just going to comment that I absolutely believe that this is the most important race going on in the country right now. Now, you may consider that biased, but I do. I just know this. We unseat Ilhan Omar. We strike a mighty blow on Marxism, on socialism, in the face of cancel culture. We erase critical race theory and any other anti-American agenda that's meant to undo our founding. We send a message that we want competent, American-loving, constitutional-loving people in our branches of government who will do what's best for the American people. We have to agree on this. At the very least, we need a country, right, to at least disagree in, right? So the American majority is returning back to common sense. I think they're realizing after 2020 that, having leaders that are more activist in our leadership is not working for us. It's actually embarrassing and it's damaging. We need to remain the global leader. We need to be the ones that set the standard globally on freedom, on liberty. And so we unseat Ilhan Omar because of her position on the House of Foreign Affairs and how she votes to consistently align us with our adversary makes her a dangerous person as well. It's important that we unseat her. We do that.
Yes.
AOC is next, then Bush, then Tlaib and Presley, and on and on and on. It's absolutely important. The most important race going on right now this come November.
I agree 100%. Talk about embarrassments and embarrassing us around the world. Take a look at Joe Biden. But we won't even go there right now. But I can say that just getting rid of Ilhan Omar or any squad member, whether it be Presley or Ocasio-Cortez or Tlaib or Omar, any of them, folks, that would be a devastating blow to the Socialist Democrat Party because, I mean, what better way to show them that the American people have rejected them and have spit them out and they want nothing to do with them? Right there's the way to do it. That's why this is so big.
So many of our citizens here in America will get their party back. Now, I am conservative Republican all day and will die that way. But if you so choose to remain Democrat, by all means, you get to have your party back. You unseat the squad.
Great point. Again, we'll talk about this is no longer the party of JFK and things like that.
Right.
This is not your parents or your grandparents' Democrat Party. No, it has been hijacked by communists and Marxists and all these people. And for a long time, for years, people would just be like, yeah, right, okay, whatever. Yeah, right, okay. But they have figured it out, and they are figuring it out. That's why this November is going to be, I believe, Cicely, that the Democrats are going to lose a record number of seats. And I don't just mean in the House and the Senate. I'm talking governorships, school boards, city councils. I'm talking everything from top to bottom. And I believe that that's going to happen. And I've been saying it, ever since they screwed Donald Trump out of his presidency.
Well, we need a course correction here. And I'm here to represent everyone in my district, but also Americans. And, you know, when you talk about being a black female conservative, we're returning back to our original party. And so this is literally about getting back to the order, the natural order of things. This is disorderly. And so there's an opportunity here. There's an opportunity to get the true sense of America back. God, family, service, country, constitution, and those liberty principles that make us exceptional and sets us apart and sets us as the global standard for every other nation on the globe. That's important.
Yes.
And it so needs to be nurtured and protected. And I think finally, after the unrest of 2020, going into 2021 with this ridiculous chasing Build Back Broke agenda from Joe Biden, that Americans are finally starting to see, especially amongst our party, but also independents and liberals as well, that we got to get some semblance of order back here. Without a country, this entire world, literally the world, fails without America. I need everyone to buy into that and understand it and take it for truth. If America fails, the globe fails.
Let's pick back up on that after the break, and I want to touch on our military and what's been going on with that a little bit too. So Cicely Davis, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey man, pass the bottle over and take a couple of hits off the MyKind CBD. Get your CBD by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the shopping button, man.
Silly Jamaican, there's no THC in this product. It's certified THC-free. Just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click the shop.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
JD back here with you in the swamp with my very special guest, Cicely Davis, running for U.S. Congress, the U.S. House of Representatives out of Minnesota, trying to unseat Ilhan Omar. And Cicely, before the break, I just love the points that you're making. And you know, you mentioned about the perception of people around the world about this country. And, you know, I'm a veteran, and I've never been so embarrassed watching this so-called commander-in-chief go around speaking about them. I'm just, wow. That's all I can say. And what's going on with our military and how it seems like they've installed these deep state Marxists in these key positions. It's not the soldiers. It's not the people down line. It's not the, you know, just like with the FBI, it's not the people down below. It's the people on top. They've installed, I mean, take a look at that picture of those two Nimrods that represented us over in France wearing dresses and things like that. That's what I'm talking about. We got to get it back. And that's one of the things I love about Donald Trump is that he don't care. He everything he did was for the people. Truly, honest to God, for the people. And he loves our military. And the one thing about him, peace through strength, so right. Donald Trump, Ronald Reagan, so right. Why can't these Democrats see that? And why are they so against us having a strong military?
I believe that this has been part of a far-reaching agenda to absolutely dismantle America, especially take it from its ranking as the top, take away and to, you know, attack this American exceptionalism. You know, on a world stage, we're being embarrassed. On the world stage, we are being betrayed. Like I said, we need a course correction. We need people in leadership. We are suffering, literally suffering under massive leadership failure across our three branches of government. In our military, DOJ, CIA, on and on, Pentagon, on and on and on, because this is an agenda for a new world order, and it is absolutely anti-American. It is anti anything that is about American exceptionalism, our founding, and we have to be conscious of it. We have to understand the implications. We have to understand the indications and the impact for the next generation. So free market capitalism under attack, you know, individual, the right to, and the distinct right to self-determine is being attacked. People need to wake up and recognize, and then we need to stand up and do something, shoulder to shoulder, like-minded to rail against it. And we
Democrats hate individualism. They hate it. Democrats, they hate individualism. Hate it. Mm-hmm. You're so right. So course correction, so right. And it's all because of the people that they've installed in these leadership, all those branches of government that you listed, Cicely. It all started back with Barack Obama and actually even before him, but especially with him. That's what he was talking about when he said, I want to fundamentally change America. That's what he did. He put crazy woke people in these leadership positions from top to bottom. That's what he did.
Absolutely. And Ilhan Omar is no exception. Her congressional record on both domestic and foreign affairs clearly demonstrates that she wants to fundamentally transform America at home. She uses this nation. She uses her district, you know, here in CD5. We are kind of, like I've been saying, that we are the crash test dummy for the nation. And what I mean by that is think about Minneapolis in particular and in relation to the summer of 2020. The optics of those police officers single-filing, leaving the precinct and it being set on fire to set forth in a blaze in Minneapolis and therefore the rest of the United States. Minneapolis is ground zero for defund the police, and that's why it's so important that I'm running this race. Because it started here, we actually have an obligation. I feel an absolute obligation to set forth a new beginning, to change and start that course correction out of Minneapolis. It's really important that I do that. I just need everyone to stand with me, join with me, support, and let's do this not just for this district, but for America. For America. It's important.
Yeah. Amen to that. Tell the listeners, Cicely, if you would, please, again, one more time, how they can contact you and see your schedule.
Absolutely. CicelyDavis.com, at CicelyDavisMN on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. CicelyDavis.com. And thank you all so much for your contributions thus far. Please keep giving. Every dollar counts. We can't think her out. We can't will her out. It's going to take ads and, you know, it's going to take money to get her, but I know we can do it.
She's got all the money in the world behind her campaign. Because it's a camp, you know, every one of these Democrats who are running campaigns of evil, which is what it is, folks. It is a, they're campaigns of evil. And every single one of those people, up and down line ballot, down the line, people that are running here in Colorado that have been bought out of their primaries all the way up, yeah, Cicely, you're right. They've got so much money behind them that they think that's what it's all about. And, you know, unfortunately, most of the time it works. So, folks, we need to look past all that crap. And we need to vote for the people and help the people, even if they're not in our state or our district or whatever. We need to help these people get elected so that we can take our country back and stop it literally from falling off the cliff, which it's doing right now. And that's the only good thing about Joe Biden getting elected, is that now I think pretty much everybody, except for the total loons, have figured that out. So we'll be right back for one more short segment with Cicely Davis. Hang in there. Stay with us. Don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Welcome back to Swamp Fight, folks. I'm JD. And I have Cicely Davis on the show with me today. And it's just been a wonderful, wonderful show. I'm so happy to have you on with me today, Cicely. Let me just say one more time, folks. If you want to contact Cicely, find out what her schedule is, ask her a question, donate to her campaign to defeat Ilhan Omar, go to Cicely CicelyDavis.com, C-I-C-E-L-Y, Davis.com. Please go to her site and check it out. And there's a lot more info there. If you want to hear a replay of today's Swamp Fight show, just go on Spotify and put Swamp Fight in the search engine. Or you can go to the radio station's website, 1360khnc.com. So, Cicely, God bless you. I am so glad people like you are running for office and are willing to serve us, the American people. And I pray that you win your primary next month, that you're on the ballot in November, and that you defeat Ilhan Omar. And that'll be the beginning of the end for the squad. God bless you. And I want you to know how much I appreciate you coming on today.
Thank you for having me with you and your listeners. Really appreciate your support. Let's do it for America.
Absolutely. We, you know, after you win in November, which I have a suspicion that you're going to do just that, after you win, will you come back on the show with us so that we can all congratulate you and talk about what you're going to do next? Will you do that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The answer is already yes.
All right. I love that. I am looking forward to that. I cannot wait until that day when I can congratulate you right here on Swamp Fight. And so what are you doing? I know we don't have much time, but what are you doing next? Where do you go next, Cicely?
As far as events go, I have a meeting with another one of those coalitions, and then I have another radio interview today. I'm actually handing out signs. I give signs out personally instead of allowing my teams to do it. My teams do it, but I always make sure that I'm there. To make sure that I'm able to connect. And it's important to do the work.
I've heard that about you, you know, that you actually go out and do a lot of the things that most candidates are having others do. I mean, some of the things, I can't believe it. You are definitely a serious hard worker. And, you know, that shows. And that's exactly what you will do when you get into the House. I have absolutely no doubt about that. I can't wait.
I can't wait. I'm excited. They're going to get sick of me. Like, who is this chick that comes here and actually wants to work?
Yeah.
We're going to get things done. Well, we got to get things done.
They put out, you know, all the money is behind people, the people that they want to defeat people like you, you know. I look at all the money that went into Colorado to defeat Lauren Boebert. But anyway, thank you. God bless you, Cicely. And thanks for coming
on.
Thank you. All right, folks.
Thank you for having me. Have a good day.
Real quick, I got a shout out to Otis the dog out in eastern Colorado. I just met him recently, and I promised him no more bad dog jokes. Okay. I'll see you next week. God bless each and every one of you.
Does this corrupt monetary system give you a whack to the head or a poke in the eye? Call Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. That's 800-951-0592. Don't be a stooge. Buy gold and silver today.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley.